May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Our gospel reading this evening introduces us to two themes. Firstly, St. John writes about the Word, and secondly, he says that through the Word came light. So I want to think about those two themes, the Word and light. So firstly then, the Word. John in his Gospel uses words very carefully and very beautifully. And the first words that he writes are, in the beginning. And by using those words, in the beginning, he very deliberately takes us back to the very beginning of the Bible, to the opening verses of the book of Genesis. And if we look there, we see that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless. It was just a void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the wind sweeps over the face of the waters, and God speaks, God says words, God says, let there be light. And there was light. And when God speaks, he sends out his word, and through his word, all things come into being. Life comes into being. So our words are powerful, aren't they? Our own words. We can speak words that can be creative, or words that can be destructive. So you might like to think about some of the words that maybe you've spoken or have been spoken to you. Some examples. These words might give us a sense of light and life. So someone might say to you, I love you, or you've got the job, or will you marry me? You look beautiful, or it's good news. Those kind of words, if you've spoken them or received them, will give somebody light and life. Life feels good. And similarly, there can be dark words, can't there? I'm sorry, but there's nothing more we can do for you. Or I regret we're going to have to let you go. Those kind of words can leave us feeling hurt and lost and in the dark. So if we can appreciate the power of our own words, we can appreciate the power of God's words. And the prophet Isaiah speaks in chapter 55 of his prophecy about the effect of God's spoken words. This is what he writes. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that for which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. So in the book of Genesis, God speaks and breathes, and through word and spirit, life and light is created. So the word succeeds in the task for which God gave it and sent it. So in his gospel, St. John takes that idea and personalizes it. The word through which God created all things has come among us in the person of Jesus Christ. God sends the word out, and the word, Jesus Christ, will not return to the Father without having accomplished that for which God sent it. So John tells us, though, that even though the word has come into that which was created, his very own people did not recognize him. But the good news is that those who do accept him, those who do believe in him and receive him, will become children of God, his very own people, people made new, people given light and life. Baptism in water by John the Baptist is a symbol of the people's readiness to receive Christ, the Word who's been sent out. And the Word, Christ, then fills his people with the Holy Spirit, the breath and the life of God, the breath and the life which renew and recreate and transform and enlighten us. The Latin word for earth is humus, from which we receive our word humility. And the word became flesh and lived among us, became earthly, in humility, full of grace and truth. And that's the glory of God, the offering of himself in love and humility in his word Christ Jesus to those who will receive him. He's offered to all of us, and we're all invited to receive him. So what do we mean by light? If the word is sent forth to give light and life, what do we mean by light? A light that shines in the darkness is very beautiful. It offers warmth and hope, doesn't it? Our pagan ancestors at this time used to light big bonfires to try to reignite the sun and to bring its warmth and light back to shatter the long days of darkness in winter. And the early church, therefore, adopted this celebration of winter as Christmas because the light and the warmth of the love of Christ warms our souls and lightens our darkness. I was talking to somebody recently about the power cuts of the 1970s. Do you remember the power cuts of the 1970s? The miners would be on strike and there'd be no coal for the power stations, and suddenly all the lights would just go out and you'd be plunged into darkness, not knowing quite how long for. I remember my father scrabbling around for matches and candles and tilly lamps until the warm glow illuminated the room and shattered the darkness, reassured us frightened children that all would be well. So St. John writes, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. And later on in St. John's Gospel, Jesus himself says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not go around in darkness, but will have the light of life. There is a lot of darkness in our world at present, isn't there? The Christian community in Bethlehem will be feeling the full force of darkness tonight. There's nobody there. There is nothing happening in Bethlehem this evening. And we too may know what darkness feels like for us. And Jesus says that he comes to bring light to human darkness, and from the light, new life. So where Jesus is, the world grows brighter. And those who trust in him are not swallowed by the darkness, but live as children of light. So just an example from John's Gospel. Miracles in John's Gospel are described as signs. And there's one such sign in chapter 9, where Jesus shows how it is that he is the light of the world and how he delivers us from living in darkness. So Jesus meets a man who's blind. And blindness, in this case, is an image used by St. John for human darkness and ignorance. Our failure to see ourselves as God sees us. Our failure to see one another as God sees us. Our failure to live in the world as God would hope us to do. So Jesus, in this story, spits on the earth. And he makes a paste out of the mud. He smears it on the blind man's eyes. And the mud is a deliberate reminder of our mortality, the fact that we are children of dust, creatures of this earth. And so Jesus is telling the man, you are an earthly creature. So accept your earthliness and your inner dirt and your failings, the muddy darkness of your life. But out of the mud of the earth, out of the darkness, through word and breath, God creates light and life. Because what happens next in the story is that Jesus sends the man to wash in the water of the pool of Siloam. And when he returns from the water, the man can see clearly. Siloam means the one who has been sent. So in the cleansing waters of the pool, the blind man encounters the one who has been sent by God, the word who God has sent forth so that it will not return to him fruitless. The word sent by God to renew and recreate the face of the earth. And washing is a symbol of baptism, which is what John the Baptist called people to do, to be ready to receive the word. And the early church understood baptism as illumination, light, letting the light of Christ into our lives, seeing things anew, seeing things differently, seeing things as God sees things. Seeing ourselves as God sees us. And at our own baptism, not only washed in water, but we're given a candle as a symbol of light, the new life to which Christ leads us. So in the story of the blind man who was enabled to see, this is a story of Jesus restoring someone to what his creator intended him to be, a person filled with the light and the life that is God's purpose and God's gift to each one of us. And throughout the Gospels, where we see how Jesus spoke, how he encountered people, he brings life and light. He speaks love, he speaks forgiveness, he speaks hope. And through these things, and through his actions, he heals people and leads them from darkness to hope and life, recreated, new, through the love of God. So tonight, we are worshipping in the darkness of the night. And into our experience of darkness, the light of Christ is born. St. John wrote his gospel because he and his community shared their faith in Christ and experienced his light and joy and love in the darkness of the world in which they lived. And today, Christ offers himself anew to us. He offers himself afresh to our world at this time as the Word who's been sent forth to be fruitful and to be fruitful in bringing life and light to this world. And to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives power to become children of God, sharing together in his light, his grace, his truth. So let us receive him into our hearts by his Spirit and live as children of light. In Jesus' name, amen.